Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hay and Maseches Yevamos, Chapter 13, Mishnah 5. The upcoming two Mishnayos are going to deal with the case, continuing to discuss the case of Miyun. And in particular, we're going to have the case of Miyun as it pertains to a Machzir Grusha, so a man who remarries the girl who he was once married to. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say again. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hay. Hamima Enes Ba'ish. If you have a girl who was married off by her brothers or her mother, and she made Miyun to her husband, right? She wanted to break off the marriage. V'nisei l'acher v'gersha, and then she marries another man, and then he divorces her. He gives her a get. L'acher u'me'ana bo, and then she marries another man. So these are different men each time. So now she marries a third man, and then she says, no, I'm not interested. So she does Miyun to him. L'acher v'gersha, and then she marries another man, a fourth man, and he divorces her. Le'acher ume anabo, and she then marries a fifth man, and she does Miyun with him. So the halacha is going to be as follows: Kol sheyatsa semeno beget, all the husbands that she left the marriage because of a get, because he gave her a get, meaning the second and the fourth husbands, asura lachzorlo, she's usher to go back to them. Why? Because she's considered a machzir grusha, so because of the fact that she married someone in between, right? So the marriage with these guys was never wiped out, because even though she did Miyun with another man, that doesn't wipe out that the other marriage where she got a get, because it wasn't the same guy. So therefore the marriage is considered to have happened, and she married another man, and she'd be considered a regular machzir grusha, someone which is prohibited to get married. So again, she's usher to marry to go back to these men who gave her gets, because the later Miyun that was done to the other men is considered not to have erased those other marriages because they were different men. Then now b'meyon, let's say. And regarding the men who she did Miyun for, meaning the husbands 1 and 3, she did husband 5 also, but he's irrelevant in this case, because obviously she can go back to marry him, because she didn't marry a sixth man after him. So that's a given. But regarding the men 1 and 3, who she did Miyun with, Muteres Lachzorlo, she can go back to these men, because the act of Miyun that she did with these men does make her does wipe out that entire relationship, and therefore, even though she married another man in between, well, it's considered halachically as if she was never married to the husbands 1 and 3, because she only did Miyun with them, and therefore, she is allowed to go back to them if she would like, after these marriages dissolve. That is Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav. And one last thing, right? The point is, though, that so if she divorces a man after she had done Miyun with another man, then the divorce by the second man is not going to be is not going to impact the one who she did Miyun with, and it's also, as we said, not going to be erased by Miyun from another. The divorce will not, the get will not be erased by Miyun to another man. Okay, Mishnah Vav now. So Hamagarish Esaisha Vehechzira, if a man divorces a woman and then remarries the same woman, right? And he then dies without children. This is a regular case of an adult man and an adult woman. So again, Hamagarish Esaisha Vehechzira, so the man divorces the woman and then he remarries her, okay, and he dies without children. Muteres Le'avim, the Tana Kama says she is allowed to go back. She is allowed to do yibum with the brother if she wants. So you say, well, obviously because she was married to him. No, there's a concern that, as we'll see in a second, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he asers this woman to be with the yavam. I guess he would say she has to do chalitza, and the reason why is because of a concern that the situation is that after that, so when a man marries a woman, she becomes prohibited to his brothers. She's only ever allowed to the brothers in a case of yibam when he dies childless. Let's say she remarries the guy. So technically, if he dies without children, then he should be permissible to do yibam with the brothers. But there is a takana, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that we'll see in a second, that because of the fact that there could be a case where, as we'll read at the end of the Mishnah, because there could be a case where she would not be allowed to go to that Yavam, so he prohibits all second marriages to go to the Yavam if it ever comes to it. So let's start this Mishnah one more time. If a man divorces a woman and then he remarries her and dies without children, she's, according to the Tanakhama, she's allowed to marry the Yavam. She's allowed to do Yibam with the other brother, with the brother who's alive. Rabbi Eliezer, Oser, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that she's ushered to the oven. Why? Because there's a takana of the rabbis for a case that we'll soon see. It's unclear if Yibam, it's unclear if Chalitza is necessary over here according to the basic text of the Mishnah, but so perhaps Chalitza might be required, misafik, but certainly Yibam is going to be Aser. V'chein ha-megarish ha-sayisoma, so too, if one gives a get to a Yisoma, to what we call an orphan girl, which means that she was married to the guy while she was underage, and she was given by the brothers or the mother, is the regular case where a Mian would be appropriate. So if someone gives a get to this Yisoma, to this girl who's an orphan, and then he remarries her, and then he dies without children, Muteris Le'avim, according to the Tanakhama again. She's allowed to... She's allowed to do yibam with the brother after the second marriage. Rabbi Eliezer, Oser, Rabbi Eliezer says no. Again, she's going to be prohibited to marry the yavam because of a takana that we're going to see in the following case of the Mishnah. So again, Tanakhama says this girl who seemingly, as far as we're able to tell, is underage. So if she marries the guy a second time, then and he dies without children, Tanakhama says she's allowed to do yibam with the brothers, and Rabbi Eliezer says no, she cannot do yibam with the brothers. Now here's the case of the Mishnah that this machlokus is based on, the why Rabbi Eliezer asers. So let's see, Kitana shehisia aviha v'nis garsha. No, we're no longer talking about a yisoma who was a yisoma, again, as defined by a girl who does not have a father. She has a mother and an over bar mitzvah brother. So that's where Mian is allowed, but Mian is not. Is not going to be allowed in the case of a girl who was married off by the father, right? Because that is a deoraisa, that is a Torah mandated, a Torah connected marriage. So again, ketana sheisia v'yavinis garsha. So if you have a girl who's underage, who's married off by her father, and then the husband gives her a get, they get divorced. She's considered a yisoma in the lifetime of her av. She's considered an orphan girl in the lifetime of her father. What does that mean? Why is she considered a yisoma? Why is she considered an orphan while her father's still alive? Well, because once this guy divorces her, the father no longer has a halachic right to marry her off again. And so therefore, she's considered like an orphan during her father's lifetime. Hechazira. So if the husband then goes back and marries this girl, well, what do you mean? How does it? So she wants to marry him, right? She says she's still a katana, she's still underage, and she wants to marry him, so she agrees to this, right? She's below 12, but she consents to it. So this marriage is permissible, but it's only a rabbinic marriage. It's no longer a Torah mandated marriage, right? When the father marries her off, it's a Torah marriage. It's a Doraisa marriage. But when she remarries without the father's approval, without the father involved, because he can't be involved, so it's only a rabbinic marriage. So now, let's say this husband dies, Divrei HaKol, Asura Le'avim. Everyone agrees. Rabbi Eliezer, of course, but even the Tanakhama agrees that she's going to be prohibited to the Yavam. The reason why she will be prohibited to the Yavam is because the first marriage is a De'oraisa marriage. The second marriage is a De'rabbanan marriage. The first marriage, me De'oraisa, prohibited her to the other, to the guy's brothers. And when they got divorced, that prohibition continued. Oh, you say they got remarried? They got remarried only rabbinically. So now there is maybe on some level a rabbinic connection to the other brothers. And so maybe you would say she would be required to do yibam because of that. But no, why? Because the rabbinic, whatever rabbinic obligation or connection there might be, and therefore that would entail yibam, there is still an original Torah prohibition that was left over from the first marriage that was all orchestrated by the father, and then when this guy divorced her, that prohibition still lasted. So because of this secondary, because of this original Torah prohibition, this rabbinic connection no longer holds any clout, and therefore she is going to be prohibited to this to the brothers after she gets remarried. And the assumption is, I believe, that this is all while she is underage, right? Because once she becomes bas mitzvah, then it is a Torah level marriage, and then she would be allowed to do yibum because it's a regular Torah marriage, right? Maybe the perhaps there's what to say that they would have to reaffirm that marriage, although I don't think so. But then she, since it's a Torah marriage, when she's above 12, then she is allowed to go ahead and do yibum with the other brothers. It's specifically only in this case when she remarries this guy and it's a rabbinic marriage because she's underage, then everyone agrees that she's going to be asura layavim, that she cannot do yibum with the brothers because of the biblical prohibition that doesn't allow her from the first marriage to marry the brothers. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion, but for now we'll stop right here.